Have you ever found yourself looking at a menu, eyeing the truly tasty option, but knowing full well that you really should get the healthier, less appealing alternative? Or maybe you found yourself in a situation where you're having a great night out with friends and you really want to have another drink, but you know you shouldn't because you have to drive home. Or maybe you've been trying to maintain a tighter budget, but you spot a shirt in your favorite store that you're just dying to have. We've all found ourselves in situations like these where we have to decide between what we want and what we think is best. We all know what it's like to feel almost helplessly pulled toward those things we desire, even when we believe that we shouldn't indulge in such temptation. However, many philosophers maintain that what we ought to do should be based on reason, not based on avoiding things we shouldn't do. If choosing the healthy alternative at lunch is the right thing to do, then that's the right thing to do, whether you're faced with the temptation of something tastier or not. No matter what's going on with our fluctuating and unpredictable desires, we make the best decisions when we step back from them and let our decisions be guided by reason. Now, one could object that decisions based on reason are still dependent on desires, as subtle as they may be. For example, you may use reason to decide that eating a healthy lunch is important to staying fit, which may override a more immediate desire to indulge in a slice of pizza. However, a desire to stay fit is a desire all the same. Immanuel Kant provided further clarification. He argued that when we are talking about what we morally ought to do, we're talking about something that applies to everyone, independently of anyone's own particular interests or desires, no matter how obvious or subtle those desires might be. Only by divorcing ourselves completely from our desires can we be sure that we're doing what we truly ought to do, not just what we happen to want to do. Kant offers us a moral principle called the categorical imperative to describe what it would mean to make a choice that is independent of any desires. This principle then allows us to determine what our moral duties are. Now, duties are often thought of as restrictions on our freedom, telling us what we must do, whether we like it or not, like the orders given to a soldier. However, Kant makes the bold claim that the opposite is actually the case, that acting morally and following one's duties is the freest possible kind of action. How could this be? Earlier in this discussion, we talked about giving in to temptation and desire when we know it's not the right thing to do. Doesn't that experience often make us feel out of control, like we're a prisoner of our own indulgences? On the other hand, when we overcome temptation and do what we judge to be best, we experience this as being in control, capable of acting on our own choices rather than being overrun by impulse and desire. Kant proposed that the more we exercise rational control over our choices, and the less those choices are based on what we happen to desire, the more we exercise freedom. Consider this. If rational control equals freedom, and following one's moral duty is the exercise of total rational control, then following one's moral duty equals total freedom. This is a challenging and often puzzling argument, particularly since its conclusion says the opposite of what we're used to thinking when it comes to the relationship between morality and freedom. But it's a powerful claim nonetheless, and one that deserves the kind of careful consideration that it has received ever since Kant originally proposed it.